In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor. And as we said before, the first 2 weeks in the month of Hathor, we hear the same parable, the parable of the sower. And as we said before, because this coincides with the time when the farmers in Egypt, usually they go and sow their seeds, that's why the church wanted to tell them something related to their daily practices at that time of the year. We hear the Lord speaking about four kinds of grounds, and about one of them he says, and because they had no root, they withered away. The root with the plant serves like the heart for us, the humans. The root is a hidden part responsible to feed the plant and keep it in place. The same applied also on the heart. The heart is the feeding place for us. All the emotions in it, all what we feel in it, is going to be reflected on how we behave and how we live. Also, it is a hidden part. Nobody sees it, but out of this heart comes life, and maybe also out of it proceeds death. There are certain kinds of good roots and good hearts that we hope that we acquire, maybe one or more or all of them. The Bible and the scripture teaches us about many types of good roots. Let us go and see how are these good hearts, they behave. The first kind of heart is the storing heart. And this heart, the best example for it is the Virgin Saint Mary. We hear about her that, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. All what she witnessed, all what she saw with the Lord, she kept this in her heart and kept on meditating upon these memories. It is these memories with God that make us not to fall at the time of the trials and temptations. We will remember how good He is, how much goodness He showed towards us, and then we will be able, by retrieving these memories, to stand at the time of the temptation. Blessed are those people who have these kinds of heart, that they can keep good memories inside. They can retrieve it at the time of the trial. On the contrary of this kind, there are people who do not have any storage places in their heart at all. When the time comes where things are not going as they are expecting, then immediately they stumble and go away and say, God didn't do this and that. He has been with you for all of these years. Why now you come and deny Him because we have a problem? The best example for these kinds of no heart people is the Israelites in the wilderness. God delivered them out of Egypt with a mighty hand, crossed with them the Red Sea, and He made their enemies to drown in it. And when they came out from all of these, seeing how God was gracious to them, they forgot everything. And they came grumbling against Moses and Aaron, saying, are we here to die from hunger? Where we are going to eat from? We want this, we want that. Didn't you store anything in your heart that make you to feel confident and comfortable with the leadership of God in your heart? How hard it is. How hard these kinds of hearts that do not have any storage places in them. Sometimes we do the same with each other. You find a child or a young boy or girl, they come and say, my dad or my mom are mean. Why they are so? Shouldn't be saying this about your parents anyhow. It's very common words in the mouth of the children, unfortunately. Because they don't want to buy me so and so. As if like the whole relationship is only hanging on giving them what they are requesting. What about all of these years before that the parents have been taking care of you and making their very best in order to make you a successful person? It's all gone. There is no storage places whatsoever in my heart. Another kind, unfortunately, of a storing heart, which is not a good one, where the people, they store bad memories. They only remember what went wrong. They only keep inside them sense of bitterness and sometimes grudge. They live with it to the end of their time. Until they are in the grave, at that time, then this storage place go away. It is very sad when we still keep bad memories and we do not want to let go and do not want to like to forgive. So the first good kind of this good heart is the storing heart that is able to keep good memories with God and retrieve it at the time of the trials. The second kind of the good roots or the good heart is what is known as the instructing heart. We hear about this instructing heart through King David in his psalm when he said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the right in the night seasons. He not only has a storing heart who store good memories, but also his heart is able to instruct him, to tell him something about what is right and what is wrong. Blessed are those people who have this kind of heart, that their hearts can tell them, you do this, remind them at the night season. Remind them what they were called for. Remind them what God is expecting from them. Do not leave them just going astray as if they never heard anything that they can retrieve. This instructing heart that tells us what is right and what is wrong, where to go, what to do, why? Because they are keeping something inside and they can instruct at the time when needed. Another kind of good heart is the fleshy heart. What is this fleshy heart? Here, this kind, we hear about it in the book of Acts, chapter 2. After St. Peter gave his sermon on the day of Pentecost, we hear that now when they heard this, referring to the multitude, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They have a fleshy heart. That's why the Holy Spirit was able to pierce and cut in it and make them to move. I want to do what should be done. It is exactly like those people who come to the church and when they hear a sermon, something works inside them and they go out saying, I have to do this, I have to live with that. And then they can come and ask questions, what we should be doing, Gabun, or what we should be doing, like whoever is giving the sermon. Again, this is the stony heart. We come and hear over and over and over. Nothing touches our hearts whatsoever. We just keep the pattern the same. We just come as if we are listening to a singer in a theater. We might enjoy it, we might applaud for the singer, but at the end of the day, nothing is going to change in my life. Do we have this fleshy heart that the Holy Spirit can cut through, can pierce it, can rebuke it, and can move it in order to change, or we have this stony heart that, like sometimes we hear this, people say that, we have heard this many times. Immediately the question that comes on my tongue, then why didn't you change if you heard this many times? One person sometimes he says that, you know, Ebona, all the sermons in the church are the same. Yes, for sure. Yes, all of them actually say the same thing. The people are not going to invent any words. It is the word of the scripture. But have you been hearing this for how many years and you are still keeping what is wrong and there is nothing changing in your heart? Why? I have a stony heart, doesn't want to change, doesn't feel the rebuke. We hear it over and over and over. The Holy Spirit cannot go through it simply because our hearts are like stone. Another kind of good heart is the simple heart. This simple heart was the main characteristic of the time of the apostles. We hear about those people at the time when the church started its ministry. We hear about them in the book of Acts. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Gladness and simplicity of heart. The simple heart that let things go easily. That did not stop at every gesture and say, what did he mean when he said that? What did this woman meant when she turned her back and didn't say hi to me at the church? If I lose the simplicity of heart, I will always be struggling with something. I have internal conflict with me, and I have conflict with the people around me. Why? Simply, my heart is not simple. Cannot take things easily, lightly. Cannot think that maybe the people are excused. Let go. Live your life gladly with a simplicity of heart. When we lack this simple heart, everything at that time is defiled. Nothing is pure whatsoever. We always think evil. We always assume there is bad intention behind what was said, and we always live doubting the people's intention around us. We lacked and we are missing the simple heart. Everyone is saying something is maybe he meant to me. Maybe he is saying something to bother me with. Why you don't have a simple heart and live with it happily? Another kind of good heart is the merry heart. This is actually, I can see that so much lacking these days. Solomon, the wise king, speaks about this kind of heart when he said in the book of Proverbs, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. A merry heart that makes this person always optimistic. He is not living in fantasy. He knows that he has many challenges before him, but meanwhile, he has a merry heart. He is confident and happy because he trusts in someone else. And this one whom he trusts in is mighty, is loving, is wise. Then I'm not going to lose my peace. I'm not going to lack this merry heart at all. I know that I am not by myself. I am backed by my Creator. A merry heart makes the countenance cheerful. But if I don't have this heart, then the spirit is broken. When we go in life with a broken spirit, we expect troubles when there is nothing. Every morning we say, what is wrong is going to happen in this day. We live like as if we are threatened from every side, and we feel so much insecure because that I don't have a merry heart. My heart is always sad. My spirit is broken. Another kind of good heart is also, the Lord spoke about it in his sermon on the mountain when he said about the people who have pure heart. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Who are those people? What kind of heart is this? This kind of heart is that cannot reconcile with the sin. Yes, he might sin because of weakness, but he cannot live with it. When this heart sins, something strange comes to it. It is exactly like somebody have something in his eyes. So it's so much irritating, and he will never rest until he gets this thing out. Nobody of us actually can have something in his heart and go peacefully. If we lack this pure heart, sins abide and dwell, and we don't feel anything, no problem. We can live with it very peacefully. My tongue is not clean at all. I say all kinds of bad words, and I don't feel troubled with it. I don't even remember that I ever confessed it. Why? My heart is not pure anymore. Lust come and dwell, and I know that there is a dwelling sin in my heart, and I'm not trying even. I am not expressing my discomfort with the presence of a strange body in my heart. I live in sin. Maybe sometimes people live in fornication, and they feel okay with it. What's the problem? We love each other. This is not a kind of pure heart. This is a defiled heart that's now actually the conscience is dead, and that's why I don't feel troubled. The people who have pure heart, my brethren, doesn't mean they do not sin. But when they sin, immediately they feel troubled. Something strange came to my heart. I will not rest until I will cast this out. I will purge this thing out of my heart so I can retain and regain again my purity. Those pure people of pure heart, they easily can see God. They can deal with Him. God is pure and holy. He only finds rest for Him in purity and holiness. Another kind of good heart is what St. Paul said about in his epistle to the Colossians, the sincere heart. He instructs the slaves, saying to them, bond servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. Those people actually who have sincere heart, they do things from inside to please God. They have this sincere heart that moves them to work to please Him, not to please the people in eye service. Sometimes we play this game so often with each other and sometimes with God as well. We want to please the people, other people, so we get their approval. But meanwhile, inside me, I don't feel them at all. I don't feel that I mean what I'm saying. I don't feel the church. I don't feel anything. I'm just trying to get into this kind of, I want to get myself approved, and that's it. The people who have sincere heart, they do not live like this. They want things because they fear God. Only looking at what God is thinking of me when I'm doing this. I will serve because I love God. I will do this even if I am by myself because I know God is watching. I am not doing what I'm doing in my service or in my dedication because I want to please men or get their approval. They have sincere heart. They do things from inside. Many, many kinds of good hearts the scripture is telling us about. It is for all of us to acquire and to ask the Lord to bestow upon us all of these kinds of hearts. Let us review and think of them and make them a subject of our meditation. Hopefully God will give any of these or maybe all of them to all of us. These kinds of good hearts, let us name them again. Storing heart, instructing heart, fleshy heart, simple heart, merry heart, pure heart, and sincere heart. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.